Where are you calling from?
I'm actually from in Berlin. I'm Berlin. Calling from Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm Italian of origin, so
okay.
I'm just living in Germany at the moment.
Nice. How long have you been living there?
I think too long.
Too long.
Yeah, way too long. Because, I mean, officially I registered in 2008
mm-hmm.
as a resident. Then, but I stayed only for 3 months. Then I went back to London when I was before. Then 1 year after I came back. Then I went on Erasmus here in Spain. Then I went traveling around Europe for 2 years. So it's a bit complicated.
Okay.
But I always seem to come back to Berlin somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why exactly.
And for the future, think about staying there, or you maybe want to go somewhere else then?
I think I would like to try somewhere else. I mean, I've got used to life here in Berlin. My sister also lives here with her family, so it's convenient in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But the city doesn't really speak to me so much.
Mm.
Anymore. I mean, there's so many things you can do. There is a lot of green. There is a lot of activities you can find on couch surfing or things like that, like meetings to meet new people. But still, it doesn't quite speak to me as a city anymore. It used to be cool before, like 10 years ago. But now
what changed?
Well, mainly the prices. Berlin was like the cheapest city in Europe. I could get like really 10 years ago, I could eat for €2.50 or something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like I could have a kebab or a pizza in some places for like €2.50, or you could buy an apartment for 30,000. And now you have to get like €8-9 for a kebab. House is 200,000. So it's a big difference.
Yeah. No, it's I guess it's happening pretty much everywhere now. The prices are going through the roof.
Yeah, but in Berlin, it's incredible. Imagine you could buy a small apartment for 30,000 and now you sell it for 200. You made like so much profit. It's like,
yeah, like
more than six times.
Yeah. Like I'm from the Netherlands. And I mean, yeah, I guess also the past 5 years, like housing prices have doubled or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
I think in Berlin, it was like special. Because of the Berlin Wall. So when the East and the West came together, the East side was still like very cheap. It was not like full, so not so many people wanted to live there. So it took time to catch up, no?
Mm.
Yeah. With the West. But now everywhere in Berlin is expensive. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think I don't know, I've only been to Berlin once or twice, but I guess it kind of has the stereotype of being just like a creative artsy city indeed, where it's relatively affordable to get by.
Yeah, it used to be. Like, for example, I was a student until 2012, no? And you could still find some room for €200, €250. Now people ask for €600 for a room.
Yeah.
Sometimes even €700 for a room or for a small apartment, like more than €800 a month. And I was like, dude, I used to pay €300. Now it's like triple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, indeed. It makes me feel bad for all the students who, sometimes can't even go study anymore, or they're forced to stay with their parents because it's just so unaffordable now.
But I think if you're a student, you can still go to the student house and maybe they are still affordable. They didn't put the price so much up, I think, because they are, I don't know, student apartment or something.
Yeah.
But then after the year is finished and you have to find somewhere else, then it's going to be trouble. And also, you're going for an interview for a room. Maybe there are more than 50 people looking at the room. And I'm like, I'm not going to get this. Why should they choose me, you know?
Yeah, I know. Luckily, I never had to do that. But that's kind of like my nightmare, to be like, hey, why out of these 200 people would we want you as a roommate? It's like, I don't know.
I don't know. I pay on time.
Yeah, I pay on time indeed. But I guess in a lot of circumstances, and they're looking for someone like maybe really sociable or that loves to party or Something like that.
Yeah, I mean, there is everything. There are some people that like working people, they're quiet or things like that. Other people maybe like more of a community, or it depends, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's true.
But actually now I'm in an age that maybe it's difficult to live with other people because I'm almost 40 now. When I was a student, it was like, yeah, for sure, find a room with other people. But now maybe it's not the same anymore, no? I don't know how comfortable I would be to live with 2-3 other people in an apartment.
Yeah. Yeah, it has a lot of benefits that you're always close, always have someone to chat with, but also quite some downsides having a bunch of roommates.
And you never know, no? You never know if you really click, no? It's not... Or after a month, you freak out because there is some friction and conflict. So,
no, for sure, indeed. That's, especially if you never met before, that's really difficult to predict. It's like, oh, are we going to be best friends or are we going to hate each other after a month because they don't clean anything or something like that?
They don't shower.
They don't shower, yeah.
Yeah, or they eat all my food. It's interesting.
Yeah, I know that's... Yeah, they have to write your name on everything, and then maybe they still eat it.
Oh, I don't want to think about that. I mean, to look for another room, I think I would rather go somewhere else where it's more affordable and you can get your own apartment. But where? Netherlands? The weather is similar to Germany, right?
Yeah, I know, that's true. But I think compared to Berlin, it's a lot more expensive.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So like I work at a university and the students are almost throughout the whole of Netherlands are always struggling now to find a room. And if they find something, it's like, 700-900 euros a month, like for a small room, basically for the students.
Everywhere.
Yeah. In most places, I think. Yeah.
Oh, wow. And the university doesn't have their own buildings with student room that are more affordable?
They do, but usually not enough for everyone. Because the past decade or so, or even maybe the past 20, 30 years, the Netherlands have been super slow to build like apartments and houses in general. So there's just like way more demand than availability right now for housing.
Oh, wow. Well, last time I went to Netherlands, I went to a squat farm to visit some of my sister friends. They were living in a farm.
Mm-hmm.
And one girl, she slept inside the farm, but one girl, she had like her own roulotte, no? She turned like this car into like a bedroom or something.
Oh, yeah.
So she was living outside.
Oh, nice.
It was pretty cool with chickens and things like that.
Yeah.
Working around.
Yeah, no, that's those creative solutions are like for a lot of people are necessary now just because there's so few things available.
Oh, actually, last time I went to Netherlands, it was in Oman. Probably a village somewhere.
Okay.
I went for a European project that they were organized.
Mm-hmm.
For like 1 week.
Yeah.
But I noticed people were friendly. I don't know, because it was a small village probably, but people were friendly, like smiling at you, greetings. I was like, wow, this is different from Berlin. In Berlin, people don't smile at you or they don't say hi on the street. But I guess because it's a big city.
Yeah, probably. I think in Amsterdam, they also don't say hi. I think most of the time they're like, these annoying tourists. We want to get rid of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think especially in Amsterdam, I think other cities are better about it. But I think Amsterdam, a lot of Dutch people complain it's kind of being overrun by tourists and all the people from the UK coming there for their bachelor party and just drinking and screaming until the morning, you know.
And I heard like many years ago, some British destroyed like a hotel room of some sort.
Oh, yeah.
And then they banned the magic mushroom or something.
Okay.
That was funny.
Yeah, it's a dangerous combination, the drugs and the alcohol and the partying and Yeah, I think it happens a lot in Amsterdam.
Yeah, even though I heard that British people, they can get drunk everywhere and make like chaos when they go for football matches and things like that.
Yeah, no, I think they're quite notorious all over the place indeed.
Attitude. Yeah, they don't have the bella vita.
No, exactly. Yeah. What made you leave the bella vita?
That's a good question. I mean, I was from a small place, so I didn't like it so much.
Mm.
It was a bit like not motivating to do many things. People were a bit closed-minded. It was not so interesting. I didn't want to stay with my family so much because I also didn't find it interesting. There were conflict and things. So mm-hmm. I was like, fuck it, this is it's not the right place for me as well. Too small. I think I couldn't learn so much more from my family. I was like, fuck it, I just leave.
Mm.
And I went to London. But my sister was there at the beginning, so it was easier. I basically followed my sister everywhere.
Okay. Someone to to rely on a little bit.
Yeah, she already knew some things, so it was easier. Plus, I mean, in London, it was a big city. I could do whatever I want. People didn't judge. Mm-hmm. And I was very young, actually, no? I was already independent in a way. They consider me a little bit like an adult, no? Mm. In Italy, it's impossible to, like a teenager, going to live by himself, taking care of themselves. It's like unthinkable, I think, in Italy. Especially because even in school, you have to have your signature for your parents even until you are 18, no?
Yeah.
But in London, nobody cares. If I go, I go. If I don't go, I don't go. I'm responsible for myself. I don't have to ask my parents to sign anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a bit of a more independent, no?
Yeah.
Life, more mature. I kind of had to grow up earlier, no? In a way.
Yeah, I can imagine that's a whole different life then, indeed, from a small town in Italy to the big city and having all that freedom.
Yeah, my friends are still living with their parents. Some of my friends are like over 30.
Yeah, that's quite common, right, in Italy for to stay quite long with your parents, to live in the same house.
Yeah, it could be common, especially maybe in the south more, I don't know.
Mm.
If you're not earning so much money because you do a lot of practicum or something like this, or if you don't have a partner, then you might save money instead of... If you don't have a reason to leave the house, because you can live for free, kind of, mm-hmm. in your parents' house.
Yeah.
So, especially if you're from a town, no? If you go and live by yourself, it's still not so much interesting, no? So it doesn't change much.
Mm.
Unless you go to Rome, and then you'll be like, oh, I live in Rome, you know? So it's cool and it's nice. I can have my own life, my own apartment. But if it's like, I move 5 minutes away from my mom. Yeah. I have to waste half of my wage on rent. So what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
I might as well stay.
Yeah, no, then it's like, you have to pay a lot of money and probably still go for dinner every day there.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, you can still do it, but I mean, like, really, it's a small place. In 5 minutes, you reach everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like... you're going through quality of a place or something.
Would you say you like the city life better in general than living in a small town?
Honestly, I don't like also the life in Berlin because it's too dispersive. Every time I have to go out, it takes me 1 hour to go everywhere.
Mm.
For some reason, there is always like, because I use the public transport, there is always a problem. Any direction I want to go, there is always a problem. Always the police stop the trains all the time for any reason, or the signal. So every time it's so frustrating. It's like, oh man, I so hate it, no?
Mm.
And it takes sometimes like ages to go because they stop it, the problem. I would like maybe a smaller place that I can just take a bite and I know that in 20 minutes max, I will be there, you know?
Yeah.
But I can do it in Berlin as well. But if I have to go to my sister, then it's already like 15 kilometers or something. It's kind of annoying, especially because if it rains or if I want to come back at night, maybe I'm tired.
Yeah.
If it was just 5 kilometers, I would be like, yeah, sure, I can do it. And also there is always like drunk people, drug addict. No, it's getting annoying, you know. asking for money. It's not so a good atmosphere in sometimes. Mm. You just, when you're stressed, you just want to go out and be left alone. And then there is a crazy guy screaming, someone touching you, and this thing. And I'm like, oh, man. Can I have a little bit of peace and quiet? If I'm going out, it's usually because they want to relax, not because they want to get stressed even more, no?
And you mentioned that a few years ago, you traveled around Europe?
Yeah, I was taking part in European projects.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Erasmus Plus, but people get confused with the Erasmus program in the university, but it is nothing to do with the university. It's just general. And it's divided into two, youth exchange and training course. Training course is for everyone. Mm. Youth exchange is usually for people up to 30. Unless you are the group leader, then you can't be any age. But I prefer the training course because usually I'm more serious. There are adults, not so much party.
Yeah.
You actually learn something. That's what I did in Holland, actually. Mm. I think it was called Oman, something like this.
I don't know. Alkmaar? I don't know if it was that or not.
It was a very...
Oman, I'm not sure.
Something like it. It was a very small place. And also they were doing this training course there, and I joined it just to see how it goes. My sister went there, but without the Erasmus Plus. They were doing something else for self-improvement, giving some tasks to do. What I did, it was slightly different because it was related to the Erasmus program.
Mm. How does that work? Like, there's just like some kind of site and you can sign up for kind of a training throughout Europe? Or
the easiest way is to look for groups in the Facebook, no? But there are websites for this. I mean, the easiest way is to join the Erasmus Plus. There are many different groups on Facebook. And then they post, oh, we still need 5 people from Germany. Because usually these training courses are organized by NGOs.
Mm-hmm.
You organize a training course about anything. It could be really anything. It could be about teaching. It could be about healthy food. It could be about refugees. So it could really be about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And usually they organize different country groups. So there can be 5 countries, in every country 5 participants. And then when they don't have enough people, they usually ask if other people wants to join.
Mm.
And then you kind of join an organization, even though you're not really, really part of it. Yeah, many people, they just do it because they want to have a little bit of fun, a free holiday, because they pay for travels as well, and the accommodation is free.
Okay, nice.
Maybe you give a little contribution, but that's not the aim of the project. The aim of the project is intercultural exchange, meeting new people, creating connection, and actually organizing a workshop together, That was kind of the aim.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
It could be very fun. It could be actually very constructive as well. It's just that maybe some people don't take it seriously so much. They just want to go to Spain or they want to go to Italy, no?
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's more serious when it's in some country like Latvia, Lithuania, that people they don't really, really care about going. Maybe so people are more serious about in many training course or Erasmus Plus I enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
I met those people, not always, sometimes I didn't enjoy it though, because people were not serious, were not participating, or nowadays they're always on their phones, no? So it's difficult to communicate with some people because they're always on the phone, stuck, and they don't have a concentration for more than 2-3 minutes anymore. They always have the reels brain, no?
Yeah.
They scroll every 1 or 2 minutes and you try to talk, and then after a while they just go and play with the phone somewhere, and I'm like, what's the point of coming here, no?
Mm.
Whereas me, I tended to just focus, no? I try to be present, put the phone in airplane mode, don't really care about, because I want to be present, no? I'm like, I take this opportunity and I want to live it to the fullest. So mm-hmm. anything that happened outside it, it doesn't really matter at the moment. I just live it a little bit, no?
Yeah. Do you feel like there's some kind of like age where, like a kind of a cutoff point where you're like, oh, that's really the TikTok brain or the Instagram brain? Or do you feel like it's almost everyone now that's has shorter attention span?
I don't know, because, for example, I don't have Instagram. I don't have most of the socials, so I'm not really into it. I never really got into it. I have Facebook, which is kind of the same now. You can do the same videos, they put it as well. I don't know. Maybe everyone got used to it nowadays, even the older generation.
Yeah.
But maybe probably the youngest are the ones that have more problem with concentration and being focused. No?
Mm. Yeah, I think also for retired people, it's also, I see that more and more now that they're, you know, they're retired. Maybe they're just like, you know, relaxing. They don't know what to do. And they're like, oh, let me look for some entertainment. And then the whole day they're scrolling social media.
Well, when I was at the university this year, it was like 2012. I remember some girls, they had no smartphone. They still, one in particular, she didn't want a phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then the parents forced her to do it because she was from Dortmund, Dusseldorf or something. So at least to be in contact. And she got like this old phone with no smart, no nothing.
Yeah.
And I was thinking it was crazy that somebody didn't have WhatsApp or things like that. But actually now I'm starting to appreciate it more.
Yeah, I feel like that's indeed like a trend that's probably going to come back. Like all the old phones as people get indeed more and more tired of social media and the constant attention that it kind of requires with all the pop-ups and the notifications.
I mean, I was working as an educator at some point, and I remember even like girls that they were like 6 or 7 years old, they were also online all the time, and it's strange, no?
Mm-hmm.
That I visit some family, they already had tablet, smartphone, and they were like 6, and I'm like, do they really need this? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, they can learn an instrument, they can go outside and play with mud. There could be so many other things to do instead of... because at the end, I mean, apart from passing time, it doesn't really give you anything, no?
Mm-hmm.
Like social networks and things like that, no?
Yeah.
I think people are becoming less in touch with reality, but maybe a little bit more stupid because... maybe now they don't learn instruments as much as before, no? Mm-hmm. For example, I went to a special school. We had our own orchestra, choir. Everyone was required to learn an instrument. And maybe nowadays people don't do this anymore. No? Mm. It's more rare.
Yeah, I think I need it. It's, I mean, I can't play any instrument myself, but I think it's in general more rare that people learn to play instrument, as you mentioned, because... maybe the attention span is so short, it's like a really big hurdle to then spend years learning that skill.
Or play a sport or anything, no? Before, I mean, when I was a kid, it was normal that you join a club, but also because I didn't have internet so much as a kid.
Mm.
So you had to entertain yourself differently. Now you can just be at home, be entertained 24/7.
Yeah.
It's strange, no? I remember I used to go out and drink people on the door.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, hey, what are you doing? You know,
yeah.
Do you have time? And they say, yes, no, I'm busy. Come back in 1 hour. No, nowadays it's unthinkable. If I go and ring somebody's door, they think I'm crazy.
Like, what are you doing here? I'm gonna call the police.
Yeah,
just send me a message.
Yes, right now, on WhatsApp or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a different world indeed, in that sense.
Very different. I used to like going around, to be honest, and ask people what they were doing, if they had time, or go for a walk, no?
Mm-hmm.
I notice people don't like to go just for a walk so much anymore, no? Just walk in the center without purpose, you know?
Yeah.
Not to go to a concert or a museum, just like, now let's go out and just walk around for like 1 or 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Just for walking.
Yeah.
And talking. People don't like so much to do this anymore.
Mm.
With that purpose, you know? They like to go and meet for a coffee, go for a drink or something like this.
Yeah, I think that was really nice about having roommates. Like, that's so much easier to just have an informal chat or just knock on someone's door. Hey, like, hey, what are you up to? Indeed, now it feels more like a hurdle to meet up with someone, and then indeed you have to plan it, and it's kind of a whole thing then.
And somehow people are more busy nowadays.
Mm.
But I think just because they don't take the time, you know. They don't take the time to really do it. Huh?
Yeah, the social media and the YouTube and Netflix and all those things, that's very easy to take up a few hours of your day. So then, I do the same. Then you feel like you're busy. You're like, wait, what did I do? Oh, yeah, I just spent 3 hours watching like random stuff.
I'm watching Friends. Before I was watching Friends.
Uh-huh.
After like 20 years, I'm still watching Friends.
Okay. How many times have you watched it all the way through?
I don't know. I think at least 4 or 5 minimum, I think.
So you're a big fan.
Yeah. I mean, I used to have it in the university, like on my computer. So it was easier to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can just find it online everywhere anyway.
Yeah. Did you have something in particular that you wanted to talk about, or just want to have a chat?
I mean, I had some ideas to talk about, maybe relationship or life or family or traumas, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know how to start. What to think about? Or to go from general to specific, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know if you want to talk about it, but you mentioned it, like you left Italy in part because like some family issues.
How can I say? I mean, it was always conflicts, no, in the family. So I wanted also that my mom that my father would separate, but my mom didn't feel like because she thought it was not good for the family, no.
Mm-hmm.
So the family is stronger together. So financially, she didn't know how to do it, to be independent, no? Also. And she was thinking also she would do it for the family, you know, to stay together.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was just easier to take away her family so that she could just do it.
Mm.
But I guess she was scared because she was with my father all her life. She didn't know how to be independent, to be by herself, no? Many things she didn't know how to do, like financial things, how to mm-hmm. take care of bills and things like this.
Yeah.
So it was also difficult for her, no? To make this step. But of course, it was not nice to be in a relationship that is like toxic in a way, no?
Mm-hmm.
Or heavy, or conflict, or arguing all the time.
Yeah, and that's a big reason why you went to London then.
Yeah, very big reason. Also because I also didn't feel so much heard.
Mm-hmm.
When I needed something, I didn't feel like I was really heard from my mom, or she didn't have the strength. If there was some problem in school and I was like, oh, I had this problem with this teacher, she didn't want to face it, no? She was like, no, because otherwise it's going to become worse, no? But actually, no. Because if she did something that is not okay, you should face it, no? Mm-hmm. Not just forget about it, otherwise it gets worse, no? You get antipathy from the teacher, no. It's about something that she did, it was not okay. And you should back up, no?
Mm.
Your child.
Yeah.
So I didn't feel like I had like someone backing me up for different things. And mm-hmm. I was the point. Plus my family is always conflict, like arguing, and it's not a nice atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So I might as well cut the cord.
Mm.
And in fact, my mom, after I left, she divorced. She separated.
Okay, yeah.
So it works. It worked in a way.
Mm. Yeah, as you mentioned, then she, you know, then she didn't feel like she had to stay together for the family, and then she was finally able to separate. Maybe when you and your sister were gone.
I mean, we still have a brother. He stay there, but then somehow they managed to do it.
Mm. And you mentioned cut the cord. Like, don't you have? Do you still have some contact with your family or not?
Yeah, sure. My mom, she's now in Berlin anyway.
Okay.
Visiting my sister. She comes now every month because it's easier to. I think because it's easier to fly my mom than to get a babysitter or something like a nanny. No,
mm-hmm.
It's so much cheaper, and my sister is super lazy as well. So she likes to have the comfort of people working for her, no? In a way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my mom likes it because she's a grandma. So. It's a bit too much sometimes, I think, because she had some health problem as well and they didn't care so much about it. So she was too heavy to be like 24/7 nanny.
Mm-hmm.
Or she's gonna be 76 in like a week or something. So it's not even the youngest, no, grandma or strongest. She had some health problems. And I think they abused it a little bit as well. But because when she went back to Italy, she was totally destroyed. And then she had to go to doctors and do things.
Mm.
My brother complained about it. That. She had problem walking and things like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. At least she has a maybe purpose as well.
Mm.
To be with the nephew, no?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe the pain and discomfort is less indeed when you're playing with the grandchild.
Yeah, but not really, because she even felt, and the doctor said that she couldn't do cleaning, she couldn't do things, so it was too much. When the child is a bit wild and jump on her is too much for her back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then she will regret it one day if she doesn't take care.
Yeah,
I mean one day. Not that she has so much time left anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
also my brother lived. He's in Italy, so he's with my mom most of the time. He takes care of her more. Like, he do the cooking, the cleaning. He takes care of my mom a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. They have a special bond, no? Because he was the only one who stayed. So.
And how's your relationship now with your mom?
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes we have not so much contact, and sometimes she calls me like a lot. But overall, it's kind of okay, but the communication is horrible, I think. Like, I cannot really speak about serious stuff with her, the feeling. Or what is important to me, or what I didn't appreciate, what I didn't like. I just think I cannot really talk to her about it because she, I don't know, she doesn't get it, or she doesn't remember, or she doesn't really know how to process it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's more of a overflow, a bit more superficial, no?
Yeah. Because have you tried, like, after the childhood to, like, sometimes talk about, like, serious topics with your mom?
I did sometimes. When I thought she was going to die for some reason, I was thinking, I was angry and I wanted to talk why some things happened, but she just didn't respond to it.
Mm.
Or she didn't remember. Or she blacked it out, she cut it out from her memory, or she didn't respond, she didn't know how to react. Oh, she said that things didn't happen, but it obviously happened because I remember clearly.
Mm.
Yeah. So she has a different way of dealing with things, no?
Yeah. Yeah. So, were you like trying to make peace with the upbringing, or to talk with her about that, or?
I just wanted to ask for some why some things happen in you know, that why she didn't take care of some things and why there were differences between me and my brothers and sister,
mm-hmm.
but she didn't really. She couldn't take it. I think she just couldn't really have a conversation.
Yeah.
So it was just a waste of time. And plus, you get emotional as well. So it's just...
Yeah, like, I don't think it's a waste of time. I think it's really good that... you know, you try to have that conversation, but sometimes people are not willing to, maybe open up or go into details or, look at old wounds.
Which is strange because I feel like that I can talk about pretty much anything without really so much filter. I don't care in many situations.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's some people that don't like to talk about certain. Or to remember, or maybe not even just keep it inside and lock it in a box or something. They don't like to open the box again or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And then when you put something away for years and years and years, it's very difficult to then open that back up.
Maybe. And plus, she's old. So probably she doesn't remember well.
Yeah, that's
and
also
I mean,
possible.
She had cancer and things like that, so she had other problems.
Mm-hmm.
My mom. Actually, at least my brother took care of her, but also sometimes she's like strange. Like she put priorities in the wrong places.
Mm.
Like helping people. Or taking care of things that are above her expertise, no? Like, for example, she's in a group of Buddhists, no? But she's old. And then she takes responsibility that she cannot even do, like organize coffee for 200 people, but with a small machine. And then she panics, she cannot do it. And then my brother was like, I mean, there are young people in this group that are like under 30. Of course, they have the energy. They can do things, no? But they say like, yeah, but she wanted to do it, you know? It's her responsibility to put herself in, which is kind of true. And at the end of the day, it's your responsibility to put you in a situation that you cannot handle.
Mm-hmm.
But there is also empathy, no? That some people can have. Or like she had to do something with a computer. She's 76. She doesn't know how to use a computer. So why the fuck she has to get this task? Then she panics. She doesn't know how to do it. She asked me to do it and things like that. It's stupid, you know?
But then she says like, oh yeah, guys, I can do that. I can help you out. And then she gets home and she's like, wait, actually, I have no idea how to even turn this on.
I don't know why. She just wants, she kind of wants to do things and help everyone and be nice.
Mm-hmm.
She needs like, how do you say? She thinks that I don't know. She's usually like very nice to people and she does everything, but she doesn't respect herself in a way, and give wrong priorities. Like the priority should be the family, you know. Like we are together for the first time on holiday. I take her somewhere. It's the first time and probably maybe even the last one. So I should be the priority in that moment, not your stupid Buddhist things that ask you to do something with a computer to. Put some data entry that you don't even know how to do it, and plus from a photo, not even from a PDF that you can maybe edit, or from a Word document, or from a fucking photo. Of course, it's like,
yeah.
And plus, we're spending like a holiday together. It should be just on me now at this time. But my brother also told her that he's taking time for organizing trips for her, no? To go out and enjoy sometimes. He organizes and they do nice things together, no? But he feels like if he's not the priority, then he can also gonna look out for other priorities, you know? Because it takes time and energy for him to organize these trips.
Yeah.
And then my mom, she gives priority to strangers or other things, taking tasks that she doesn't have to. Then my brother thinks like, then I also have to rethink my priorities. You know, it takes me time and energy for me to organize a day trip to the beach or to visit like a monastery or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds like she keeps busy.
Yeah, busy, but sometimes she's a people pleaser and people take also advantage of this, you know.
Mm.
So nice. It's not also educational for your children to teach that you have to be always available and don't respect yourself, you know.
Mm.
Yeah. How do you say? Bestätigung. She needs like approval or something. She's looking for approval or some sort of, I don't know. I don't understand.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, but I think in general it's quite common for people to kind of forget taking care of themselves and trying to help out others. I think that's quite a common phenomenon.
But usually people are selfish, right? They think about themselves first.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I guess like, you know, things like burnout and stuff like that is more and more common. And I think it's in part because, you know, you don't want to disappoint your colleagues. You don't want to disappoint your boss. You want to do a good job. You want to help people and, you know, have people say good job. And then people, they work and work and work. And they're like, they're the ones that get sick in the end. And the company is like, okay, thanks for your hard work. And you know, now you're fired.
Next. Now we get a practicum for free.
Yeah. So I think things like that are pretty common.
I don't know. In Germany, people tend to think about themselves first.
Mm.
In fact, there is often conflict. When I went to school and learning or making something that is called Ausbildung here, which is like courses of different things.
Mm-hmm.
There were always a lot of conflict because people were thinking about themselves first. Like, I want the window open. No, I want the window closed, and they never really compromise.
Mm.
So I think here is a different culture in a way.
Yeah. And I'm curious, like, you know, since you moved a few times, like, how is it like in Berlin, like for like building a social life and relationships? Like, how is that going for you?
I don't know, because I mean, like, there are communities and things, but people come and go, so it's kind of difficult. I see a lot of people struggling with making friends because everyone is so busy. Everyone, the life is so hectic.
Mm-hmm. Hectic, so, yeah.
And plus, people come and go. Many people leave Berlin because they're too tired. And then they want to find love, they want to find something, they want to find peace, and they go usually somewhere else after a while in Berlin. And then they're usually happy.
Mm.
Many people living in Berlin, they are happier. They found, like, you know, a girl, she moved to London and then she got married. And she told me that if she stayed in Berlin, she would be single forever.
I don't know why, but I'm happy that worked out.
Yeah. If she's happy, why not?
And do you stay in contact then usually with people that move away, or how does that work?
Not really. Somehow then it fades away, no?
Mm.
Yeah. It's a bit more superficial maybe sometimes. It's difficult to create a good connection and close connection. It needs time. And...
Yeah, it's always easier indeed when people are close by. And although sometimes I feel like, you know, people that maybe live like 1 hour away, it's also like quite an effort to go there, but then people live on the other side of the world, and then, you know, maybe you do make like a special effort to plan a trip and go there at least once a year. And I guess I can go both ways.
I also have a couple of friends that I always have to put the effort. Like, I always have to go there. They never really come to me, which is kind of annoying in a way as well, no?
Yeah.
It's like, why I always have to put the effort of going there instead of sometimes just be relaxed and wait here.
Yeah, I know that's, that's frustrating. I also have some experience with that where you're like, hey, why am I always the one to ask to meet up or to try to schedule something?
Yeah, it really looks like I have to put extra effort all the time. But with one of my friends now, I'm trying to do a little bit of a project because he is a professional singer, actually, and I am just like amateur. I like singing. So we would like to make some song together and sing together in harmony, like first voice, second voice. But I have problem with my vocal cords, so I don't know if I can keep it up. And also, I had to learn the second voice.
But that sounds like a fun project indeed.
Yeah, it would be nice. Just to have for fun, and I like music anyway, so I like singing. Could be something nice to do, no? Even just to prepare 2, 3, 4 songs and just do it, it would be nice.
Yeah. And you want to have like a, you know, is it just for fun or you want to have like a little show or what are your plans?
Yeah, maybe both. Maybe both. Starting with fun, maybe we can go out. I mean, I'm lucky because he's also a professional, so he can also advise me to some technique not to stress my voice and maybe use more my head voice or my mask, my nose voice. No? And he also, I think he likes it because it's not what he's used to. Usually he sings in musical and things like this. So it's a different style. And he also likes.
Yeah, I'm always envious of people who sing really well because I don't know, I have some kind of messed up thing with my nose that I can't breathe through my nose properly. And so even when I speak, I feel like I'm not using my vocal cords properly. So then when I'm singing after like 3 minutes, I'm like straining my voice. I'm like, okay, that doesn't sound good at all.
But actually, I'm trying to use more of my nose because so I don't put stress on here. But I'm not used to it, so
yeah.
I have to practice. I mean, like, put my voice more from here.
Okay.
At least here, it doesn't hurt so much. So
yeah.
Isn't it? It would be nice. We will see where it goes. But this, maybe in a week, is already dead project.
Yeah, no, that sounds nice.
Yeah, I actually rejoined recently like a website that I haven't used for more than 10 years. It is called Couchsurfing, and there are some weekly meetings. But I don't know, when I used to do it in London, I felt it that it was so much more intense and more interesting from the people. It was not just like going out for a drink. It was more like building a community. But now also it's different because you have to pay for the website, and most of the people didn't want to pay, so they just left it. And I'm like, fuck it, I'm not paying every month for this website.
Yeah.
So I think they kind of ruined it a lot.
Yeah,
but otherwise it was cool because you can just visit the city, and there used to be event, so you don't feel so much lonely. The idea was great. I don't know why they made it into a business and ruined it a little bit. No? Like when I was in another city recently, there was zero event as well. So I was like, well, strange, because it's a big city.
Yeah, that's unfortunately what happens quite a bit. And someone starts something really cool, and then they want to grow it, but then somewhere in that process, it loses a little bit of its charm and the purpose that it that's that that
and they sold it, no? They sold it as a company as well.
Mm.
They changed it a lot. Before it was kind of just a forum. Then they changed it. It became a little bit like Facebook in a way, on from the style of the web.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they already sold it. And then they asked for subscriptions, so people have to pay every month.
Yeah.
And when you see you have some profile, they'd be like, oh, last active 5 years ago, 10 years ago, no? So I think most of the people left, I think.
Mm.
But new people joined as well, but I think it's not the same. I mean, I remember when, like, years ago, we in London, we were organizing cool events like free hugs or like walking around the city, something more that I like, no?
Mm-hmm.
And not just like going for a pub or something.
Yeah.
Or
yeah, a bit more active, yeah. Or just a bit more interesting.
Yeah, a bit more active, but I guess it was other time. It was like 2000 and maybe 10 or 9. It was also a different time, no? Maybe it was before so many social networks, now so many reels and all this distraction.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even sure I had a smartphone. I think probably, yes. I think I didn't have a laptop still back then.
In 2008?
Yeah. I joined this in 2008, and then because I was making a practicum in Berlin, and then one of my colleagues was like, oh, you don't know anyone, you're alone here, why don't you just join this website? So they can organize events, no? You can meet people. And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? I tried it. And after 3 months or 4 months, I went back to London and I kept using it, no?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw there were many events and many cool people, and then you would meet every... the same people at every event, no?
Yeah.
They were like those regulars, 4 or 5 people, and you were like almost like friends, no?
Mm.
And it was kind of cool. And then you also say like, oh, we can go here together for another thing. It was different.
Yeah, that sounds really nice.
Yeah. And now it is something. They make it into a business. But there are other websites as well, like Intranation or the Meetup. They organize also some things. Mm-hmm. But I haven't really got into it so much.
Yeah, I've like mostly when I was traveling, I sometimes try to use Meetup. And it's a bit hit or miss, but it can be fun to just... I think usually it's indeed just like in a bar or something to kind of meet random people and can be quite nice.
Maybe I can try it as well.
Yeah.
Sometimes. But it's always going to be something. It's not like, oh, let's go and walk in a park, go to the museum or the zoo. No, it's not really like this. Right?
Mm-hmm. No, usually not. Usually it's indeed just like, at some kind of bar, like a meetup. And then it can be focused on like a shared interest or like often it's kind of like a language exchange, you know, those kind of things.
That's not so cool. Yeah, language exchange or karaoke night, it would be nice.
I'm sure there are a lot of German people that would love to speak a bit more Italian.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, why not? There used to be, like, many years ago, like a weekly meeting that it was like tandem partner on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a boat and they organized it, but then they don't do it anymore. They stopped it. I don't know why.
But do you also meet people like through the singing or sports or other hobbies?
Well, because I started to become a lot lazier when Corona hit, no? So I didn't do any sport or anything. But before I had problem with my vocal cord, I was in a couple of choirs. I tried to meet people, but I didn't really enjoy it as much as in other countries. To be in choirs, people were like a bit more serious or not so entertaining or friendly. In sport, I tried something also shortly, but I just let it down. But I would like to join maybe some club.
Yeah.
Even though I'm old now and weak and I cannot do as much as you want, but I would love to join some volleyball or some something maybe lighter, not exactly like football, running for like a lot, mm-hmm. something slightly. Or to join a choir, I would like to also to maybe try to rejoin a choir. I just don't know exactly where to look. Usually at the university, the university choir.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But I'm not sure about Berlin, but I think it's quite common indeed to have like to have singing groups and maybe some related to a church or some just that do like a yearly performance and they all sing together.
Yeah, there are some church groups that you can find. Some of them are like it's totally amateur, just for fun. Some of them they want to be a little bit more professional, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't mind at the moment. I would like to join one, maybe not that it's 1 hour away.
Yeah.
But I remember when they kicked me out of a choir in Berlin because I missed two training, you know?
Yeah.
But I told them I'm going to Italy from this theater. And then they, when I came back, I was like, no, you're out.
Mm.
You missed two rehearsals. And I was like, such a German thing to do, come on. And plus, it's not like I didn't say I'm going to Italy. What can I do? You think I'm gonna cancel it because of your fucking stupid choir?
No, like you said, that sounds indeed very German. Like, these are the rules, and we don't care what you've got going on. If you miss two, then you're out.
Yeah, I did one in Poland, it was really amazing. It was actually funny because I was in a kind of a village, but so there was like very young people or very old people. There was nothing much in the middle because usually people get bored and want to go to Warsaw,
mm-hmm.
bigger city, or to study at university. But it was really cool. They were super friendly, super like motivated, and it was not really professional, but it was much more professional than most of the, if not all of the other choir that they even believed they were professional. Huh?
Mm.
It was a music school, though.
Yeah.
So there were actually people who were musicians and things. But it was an amazing experience. We traveled. We went even for like a week at the, in a lake to rehearse. It was really interesting.
Mm.
And make big concerts as well with orchestra.
Yeah.
And still it was not considered so much of a professional, no?
Mm.
But actually, it was much more professional than the German one that they kicked me out and they thought they were like the cool bosses, no?
Yeah, like you mentioned, I guess the standard there for the music schools was a lot higher.
Yeah, but it was a lot higher, but without knowing it, you know, without pretending to be.
Yeah.
It was just like this.
Yeah, because they probably compare themselves to professional musicians, while the German people are like, "Yeah, I sing a lot better than my neighbor, so I'm pretty good."
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, sometimes it's funny because without realizing, I was in a very professional choir. I just didn't think about it because for me, it was just fun, no?
Mm.
And whereas when you want to be professional and put like all so much at the end, it's not even that much. It's crazy how he was. It turned out to be like this.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe one day I will go back. But probably nobody will be there now because the generation changed.
Yeah, I guess different people indeed. Can still be fun.
And it was nice because even the conductor, she invited me to Thanksgiving to her house a couple of times and things like that. So it was also more a bit of a community, not just like a choir, it was more like our community a little.
Yeah.
A little bit family, no?
Mm.
Not as much as a family, but a community.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I gotta go soon, man. But I hope you'll find an equally nice community in Berlin or wherever you decide to go next.
we will see. Somewhere in Asia, warm without winter or raining. It's like raining every day in July and August.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's if you want hot weather indeed, then like Thailand or Vietnam or somewhere, that's a good place to go.
Good food and cheap, no?
Mm.
I just need to find a home office job or something.
Yeah.
I can do from the computer. Why not? Possibilities are endless.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I wish you well, man.
Yeah, it was interesting and nice talking to you.
Yeah, it was good to have a chat.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I was curious because I saw on Facebook something and I was like, ah, let's just click and see what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for doing that. Yeah, that was really nice.
It's a cool idea. I like it. I support this idea.
Mm. Yeah, and you know, like, yeah, now no one knows about it, but as you mentioned, you know, community is really important. So I hope one day it can grow bigger and you know, grow a little community around this.
Yeah, I was thinking to do something similar, and I shared it with some people like a while ago, but they didn't get so much interest. I was thinking because actually I did some house building with some course about coaching.
Mm-hmm.
But then I didn't really care about it. I didn't really, after the course finished, I didn't really do anything with it. And I was thinking to put an advertising on Kleinanzeigen, which is like eBay,
mm-hmm.
but local.
Yeah.
To write like, oh, I can offer once a week, 1 hour just to talk with somebody. It can be at your own pace. It can be passive listening or active listening,
mm-hmm.
and just offer it like for free once a week or something like this. But then I still haven't done it. Mm. It was just an idea.
Yeah, you should try it, man. Like you mentioned, just having a walk can be really, you know, therapeutic and be really nice. So, you know, it might be difficult to find the first people, but I think a lot of people would appreciate it to just go for a nice walk through the park or in nature and have a chat with you.
Yeah. Or just even chat sometimes, no? Because maybe you can just, it's relaxed, you know, vibration and talking. It's just like,
mm-hmm.
could be anything. And then maybe you just relax and have a nice day after.
Yeah.
Without so much pressure, no?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
That was my idea. I haven't formulated yet.
Yeah, it sounds really, really cool. And I think that would be really nice to give that a shot.
Yeah, probably I will try soon.
Cool.
Maybe after this summer, because now I'm going to Austria for a little bit and then come back and have like another week of things, and then maybe I will try to
mm-hmm.
organize.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. Let's try.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna head out. Take care, man.
Okay, have a nice day, rest of the day.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks for the time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.